Immigration reform could become a reality now that some United States senators have suggested ideas that would provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people. Activists made that their focus yesterday during a May Day protest in Ybor City's Centennial Park. The ACLU of Florida's Paula Everett said the legislation is a start, but more needs to be done.
We really need to make sure that this immigration reform includes fair access to education, that it allows people to go back to their home countries and see the families that most of them have not seen in decades, that includes, that really respects the freedom of speech and freedom of expression in cualquier idioma, in any language.
An undocumented immigrant facing deportation next week told his story to a crowd of 35 teary-eyed immigration reform advocates. While trying to get a job, Jesus Guevara was fingerprinted through the E-Verify system that checks a person's legal work status. He was then held for nearly a week, accused of being someone he wasn't. That was in 2010, and his legal options have run out. Now Guevara said through a translator he's hoping working with community activists will buy him enough time to see the immigration bill through.
I don't dare take my kids to Mexico with the violence that there is there. Their lives would be in danger. My own life will be in danger as it is if I get sent back. I'm concerned for their safety, and I'm also very concerned about what will happen to them if they're left alone here without me.
The group lined pieces of paper stretching about 30 feet across a covered pavilion at the park. Each paper highlighted challenges immigrants would face along the pathway to citizenship provided in the Senate bill. Estefania Galvis is with the Tampa Dream Defenders. She wants legislation to allow people living in the country illegally to get a driver's license. She said right now, many people are getting deported after being arrested for driving without one.
It is feeding into the prison complex. Privatization of prison is really, really high in Florida, and what they're doing is they're pushing more and more for us to end up in jails so that the prisons get more and more money.
The bill, introduced by a bipartisan group of 8 U.S. senators, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, would require undocumented immigrants to pay a fine, unpaid taxes, and application fees for a temporary work permit. Immigrants could only apply for a green card after 10 years. Gay rights activist Felipe Sousa wants the Uniting American Families Act included in the bill that would allow people in same-sex relationships to sponsor a partner for citizenship.
We're asking for the mandatory employment provision of the bill to be completely removed because LGBT people can still get fired for just for who they are. And we're also asking for the end of harsh enforcement. Things like the border, things like E-Verify, and other provisions that could potentially hurt LGBT immigrants tremendously.
According to Politico, Senator Rubio worries that addition would kill the bill's chance of passing. That's because evangelical conservatives who support the immigration measure as it is wouldn't support it if there were provisions for same-sex couples. But Sousa says he thinks it would actually boost support for the bill.
There is also a huge amount of what we call blue dog Democrats, people who don't necessarily are, they're moderate Democrats. For example, Senator Hagan and Senator Tester from Montana, etc., right, who actually voted against the DREAM Act, voted for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and recently came out for marriage equality, which means that we'll actually be bringing the people like that, which will likely not vote for immigration reform as it is right now.
May Day is also known as International Workers' Day. It's celebrated in 80 countries worldwide in support of labor movements. Dustin Ponder is with the AFL-CIO. He said labor and immigration issues go hand in hand.
5 German immigrants, an English immigrant, and 2 American labor organizers were framed and actually killed for a bomb thrown by an agent provocateur during the Haymarket affair. And these fearless fighters for immigrant and workers' rights brought the 8-hour working day to all Americans.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who is sponsoring legislation for immigration reform, spoke in Lakeland yesterday at the same time another immigration protest was happening. He told a Republican group that a pathway to citizenship is the only option to deal with the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Ybor City.